With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Thank you for being a listener and welcome to this week's very, very pointed episode, right? What do I mean by pointed? When I'm interacting with people from the nation, okay, I hear threads of conversation. I hear things that seem to come from a very distinct spot, okay? And this is a common one that I'm about to refer to and get into here. And the spot that I get to is, or that I hear from, is when people are, for all intents and purposes, complaining that the people in their life are either trying to bring them down or don't approve of what they're up to with their life or don't connect with what they're up to with their life, that don't like the changes they're making in their lives. But it's all from one spot. It's all like people are, by and large, upset that there's no alignment in their life for the life that they want now or what they're up to now. So what does all of this mean? It all means when you spend 20, 30, 40 years of your life designing it a certain way. Now, I know many of you don't have the experience of having designed your life, but you have designed it. You're living the life of your creation, whether you're conscious of that creation or otherwise. And then when you start to make changes, you get fucking surprised when the people in your life rebel. You have to realize what you're doing. You can't suddenly start implementing changes in your life. And then when people look at you like you've got three fucking heads, or they don't approve of what you're doing or how you're doing it or your approach or whatever you might call it, I want you to know that that comes with a territory. You should be fully expecting that to happen. And rather complaining or being upset at other people or calling them haters or blah, 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 you should be understanding. In some cases, you should be compassionate. You see, just because you want to change your life, it doesn't mean that everyone around you wants to change theirs. And believe it or not, when you change your life, that by default alters their life. You're not the person that they knew you to be. So it kind of brings me to like what I guess are one of my bugbears in life when people are talking about things like they're haters, right? Which, please just stop fucking saying it. There are people who don't approve of what I'm doing. And by the way, they let me fucking know. So what? It's not a big deal. They don't approve. Okay. Or they think it's this thing or that thing, or it sounds just like that guy or that woman, or okay. Not everyone in life is going to align themselves with what you're up to. In fact, it's a little misguided for you to imagine that they somehow should. So if you've got something in mind for yourself, if you've got a future in mind for yourself, you want to go to college, you want to come out of college, you want to get a job, you want to start a business, you want to move, you want whatever it might be, the world and the people in your world are not all lining up to cheer you on. You're interrupting the flow of their life. You need to recognize that. And rather than making them wrong for it, you should actually be resting yourself and settling in the knowledge that this must be a real change. How do you know it's a real change? There are people who are unsettled by it. It's not just you. So with all change comes the experience of people being unsettled, people who don't want a new anything. They want a fairly safe and predictable and stable world. And when I say stable, I just mean they live there, they do this job, these are their friends, these are the people they don't like, this is their favorite team, they listen to this music, this is how they see the world, they get together with people who see the world just similarly to them, and all is well. And then you come along and you say you want to become a fucking pig farmer, or you want to design hats, or it's been your life's ambition to travel the wildest parts of Mongolia. You think that doesn't fuck with people's bubble? Of course it does. And I want you to know you're the one fucking with a bubble. And it's okay. It's okay, one, that you're making those kind of changes in your life, but it's also okay that they would be unsettled by it, that they would have their doubts, that they would voice their disapproval, that they would tell you everything that could go wrong, that they would tell you it's another one of your harebrained schemes, that they would tell you whatever they fucking tell you. Oh, you guys are so negative. No, it's predictable. It's predictable. Change for you is change for those whose lives you touch. Change for you is change for those whose lives you touch. It comes with a territory. And you know what would be even more inauthentic? Would be for you to want to make those changes, but be suppressing yourself because you don't want to deal with the impact that it might have on others. It'll have an impact on others. That's right. And the more that you get that impact is just the outcome that people face every day of their lives. Because the alternative is you just shut your mouth, keep your head down, keep paddling, and don't say boo to a ghost. So this is your thing. This is your, for many of you, this is where the crossroads you find yourself at. I want the change. I don't want to deal with the impact of change. I don't want to deal with the cleanup of change. I don't want to deal with what other people might say, think, do. All right, I'm going to give you an alternative. Then love the life you have and let go of your right to complain about that. That's right. You either fall in love with the life you have, and I mean fully, I mean head over heels in love with the life you've got, and give up your right to complain about it, or go for the life you say you want then, and deal with the impact. Deal with the impact. Deal with it honorably. Deal with it in a way that's consistent with who you are. Step up to the fucking plate like a grown-up. And make the change. Life, my friends, changes in the paradigm of action. Life alters in the paradigm of action. What's the paradigm of action? All the fucking things you do and all the fucking things you don't do. That's the paradigm of action. It doesn't change in the paradigm of thoughts. Even though you might feel different, it's still the same shitty life. No, it takes action. And I really believe, like, one of the things that I've come to believe over time is that many people will be trying to line their life up before committing to the act, which is what I used to do. I used to live my life that way. I'd line it up and then I would commit. And if I struggled to line it up, then I wouldn't commit. If I was struggling to deal with all the things and head certain things off at the pass, make other things happen, if I couldn't get it all sorted out, then I wouldn't do it. You have no idea the amount of fucking dreams that died on those rocks until I finally unlocked it for myself. I commit first. Then I work out how I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. Then I'll work out how I'm going to do it. Which I know for some of you seems a little arse for elbow. But that's how you do it. You get committed, you jump in, and then you start cleaning up the mess. You don't try and prepare. You don't try and preempt. You don't try and sort out the mess beforehand. No, you make that mess. You make that fucking mess, and then you clean up. Then you deal with whatever you need to deal with. Because those problems, those are the right problems for you. Those are the things that you need to work on. Those are the things that are deserving of your time instead of some of the inane, quite frankly, pointless bullshit that we get ourselves wrapped up in the day-to-day of our lives. I mean, look at the things that get you twisted and bent out of shape. Is it the sort of stuff that's truly fucking worthy of your life? Is it? More often than not, no. It's not. It's horseshit. And the smaller your game gets, the smaller you get, and the more petty your complaints become. So in other words, if you want a big life, you have to get up to something big. You have to go beyond. You have to start calling yourself out on how petty you've made your life. I mean, just check it out right now for yourself. Look around. Really? This is it? I mean, it ain't bad, right? For some of you, I mean, maybe it is bad for you right now. But I believe that all human beings have potential, have room, have space in which they can stretch and reach and expand and understand themselves in new ways, understand life in new ways. I mean, you know, I've talked about my own example. But, you know, I grew up for a lot of my life believing I'm not smart enough. That was my fundamental belief about myself. Except I got a problem now. What's my fucking problem now? My fifth book comes out in January. Five fucking books. I mean, is it time for that internal noise to get quiet? You would think so, but it's not. The only difference is I don't let it stop me anymore. I don't listen to it like it's real. It's just a noise. It's like somebody left the fucking radio on. And the noise is just going. Sometimes I'm paying attention to it and I can hear it, but a lot of the time I'm just too fucking busy. And that's how you need to be, too busy for the noise. Too consumed by bigger things. Too consumed by the greater good than the bullshit. Too wrapped up in your future to get pissy or concerned about your past and what should have done and what could have done and blah, 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 blah. The size of the game that you're playing is always down to you, no one else. And I know that's subjective. And I'm not asking everybody to go and fucking write 5 books. Because I know not everybody's in the same spot. And if you'd suggested the same thing to me 10 or 12 or 15 years ago, I'd have been like, holy shit, are you kidding me? But my game gets bigger like yours should be. Your game needs to be getting bigger. It needs to keep expanding into what's next. What's next? Why would you do such a thing? Because it's a life well lived. It's a life lived in the exploring of what matters to you. And so many of you just sell out on what matters to you for safety, for comfort, for the certainty of the known, even when the known is completely fucking bullshit. You'll settle there. And then you'll call it a life. And then you'll shine a light on these things here and that thing. The other. Oh, yeah, this is a good life. Look, you know, we go to the lake. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, two vacations. It's good. Nice car. You like my car? That's a good car. This job? Yeah. Yeah, I like this job. I mean, I always wanted to paint, sculpt, write, talk, sing, play. But, you know, not everybody can live the life of their dreams. Why the fuck not? Who told you that? Do you know what everybody can do for sure, though? Live a life in the fulfillment of their own creation. Everybody can live that life. Everybody can live that life. And every day they get to enjoy and bathe in their own creation. Not that they're going to accomplish everything, because they might not. But they get to live that life and follow that path and explore that path. To me, that's the greatest gift of all. And for many of you out there, you'll sell out on that for safety, for a life of no risk. You'll numb yourself and dumb yourself and play that game. Well, I'm calling you out. I'm saying enough's enough. It's time for you to step up, to show up like a member of the nation. The people that listen to this podcast, I know who you are. I might not know your fucking name, but I know you're not listening to this podcast to feel better about yourself. You're listening to this podcast because somewhere in there, there's a fucking fire. I know that. And I know this might sound, you know, a little too hokey for some of you. I don't care. Because there's a blinding truth to what I'm saying to you. The people who follow this podcast, who read these books, they're fucking ballers. They might not have realized their potential. Some of them might be stuck. But they're fucking ballers. That's why they're doing it. They want to play. Well, I'm giving you permission. I'm giving you permission to play. I'm giving you permission to dance in the upset. I'm giving you permission to explore the uncertain. I'm giving you permission to step out there and feel the cold air. I'm giving you permission to change your life and the direction of the life that you want. Not the one that I want. Not the one that your parents wanted for you or your neighbor or your ex or your, doesn't matter, the life you're after. In many ways, change is kind of like a personal revolution. It's going to stir some shit up. But there's no time like the present. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to deal with our question from the nation. Hold right there. We'll be back in a moment.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, welcome back to the second half of the show. This is the part of the show where we take a question from a member of the nation. Look, I get so many questions, so many fucking great questions too. They're all great. I want you to, if you've sent me a question and I haven't featured it on the show, it's not because your question wasn't freaking good enough, right? Your questions are brilliant, right? And I really mean it. Like, I'm so humbled by people wanting to share what, quite frankly, are these kind of intimate and vulnerable items in their life. So I'm just knocked at by the people that follow this show, right? And if I could answer all your questions, I would freaking do it. And I've even had a thought of like, well, maybe I should answer all your questions. Maybe I should just round you all up and get you all together And we could have like a day or 2 days of just me, you, and questions getting answered. I want to kind of put that out there with you because it's something I might do in 2022. I might have an event somewhere in the United States. And I know some of you are in Australia and some in the UK and some of you are in Finland and some of you are in Poland and, you know, all over the world. But what if we had a State of the Nation conference where the nation comes together and we just sort of wade through some bullshit? So I'm considering it. If you think it's a good idea, in some way, let me know. Okay, just jump on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, email me, any one of those spots and let me know. I need to get a sense of what we're looking at here. I might freaking do it. I'm kind of getting a little bit more enthusiastic about it with every passing day. All right, so this week's question, and by the way, if you want to be featured, if you want to submit me a question or a conundrum, and it could be a specific thing about your life, or just something in general that you'd like me to take a dig into, you can call me on the Unfucked Nation hotline, 646-450-3203. You can also text that number. You can email me, connect@garyjohnbishop.com, or you can go onto the website and leave your name and your question, conundrum, whatever it is, there at unfucknation.com. All right, this week's came in from the website, and it's from Dominique. All right, Dominique, so if you're listening to this right now, it's your fucking thing we're going to deal with on the show. So if you're getting all excited right now, you should be. All right. So I'm going to read you guys the whole thing. Dominique says, "Hi, Gary. I've listened to all your books and plowing through your podcast while I'm exercising and doing chores around the house. Not only am I getting in great shape and have a clean house, but I am committing to transforming my life in the process, which is great. I'm experiencing my life with a new perspective and outlook now, and I am fully engaged in making the necessary changes to be my best self and show up every day for myself. However, I seem to get stuck on my favorite yeah, but, and I'm having a hard time getting past it. I'm getting increasingly frustrated with trying to have conversations with people that ask me a question about who I am or what I'm doing, only to ignore the answer and turn the conversation back on themselves. I feel my eyes glazing over and disengage. I feel resentful and angry, and I'm thinking, why the fuck did you ask if you won't even listen anyhow? I am sick and tired of feeling invisible, like I don't matter. I know exactly where that feeling is coming from because I have been raised by a mother who only wanted her daughters to live for her, for what they could do for her, and to make her feel good about herself. I understand that you hate the word narcissist, so I won't use it, although in my opinion, it absolutely applies here. I'm working very hard at the forgiveness part of that relationship and to let go of the grudge I've been carrying for most of my life, even though she passed almost 20 years ago. I'm trying to find a way past the way I feel when my buttons are pushed and faced with the me, me, me attitude. I'm desperately trying to be myself and have meaningful relationships with my extended family and friends, but I constantly feel alone and invisible. What am I doing wrong? Your work and your insights have already made a world of difference for me, and I can't thank you enough. And oh yes, I will order a freaking t-shirt, by the way." All right, good. Get yourself a t-shirt. All right, so this is very, very common what you've got going on here, right? And there's a massive insight that if you'd read your own communication that you didn't get. You didn't get this insight for yourself. So you know where it comes from, okay? So you're saying that your experience as a child was that you don't matter, right? That life sentence, if you like, "I don't matter." That part, you did that to yourself. So I'm going to say that again. That part, you did that to yourself as a kid. "I don't matter." And it's now a recurring theme in your life. Now, I'm going to say something that might even fuck you up a little. It's okay. I think it's probably close to what your mom was dealing with I think she had a similar internal noise. I don't matter. Because, you know, you pointed out how your mom had this kind of self-centered and blah, 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 yet you even call yourself out on your me, me, me attitude. See, to get to know people, you have to take a little glimpse behind the curtain. I don't give a fuck about the show you're giving me. I want to know what's driving the show. So it's not that you're becoming your mom, because in your mind, you're not being heard. But for those who interact with you, they get to experience your frustration, your resentment. Even though you might be stuffing that down and saying nothing, they get to experience that. You see, on the flip side of I don't matter is, hey, hey, what about me? Hey, hey, what about me? But deep down, I don't matter. And then I keep finding evidence for it. I don't matter. It's not a million miles away from where your mom was. See, you're trying to forgive your mom from your perspective. You're not trying to see life from hers. And I think if you saw it from hers, your level of understanding would go through the roof. I think you'd see that she was wrestling with something, and that the answer to that something was to somehow live her life through you. See, it's something that just all too often we just don't pay attention to. Somehow it's like our parents were all turned out and their shit was whatever way it was and they were fucked up whatever way. But we never, most of us don't actually consider like that your parents were wrestling with something. And the way that you're wrestling with something, Dominique, you're wrestling with this. You're frustrated. You're contained. You're constrained. But I guarantee you, like people meet you, you know, you just give them your best shot, right? I mean, don't you feel like you're doing your fucking best right now? And I know some of you can't get your head around this, but subjectively, you have to be able to step back. Your parents did the best, did their best, given whatever the fuck they were wrestling with. See, some of you, your parents were out fucking drinking and partying, and you're like, they were just selfish bastards. Well, maybe. But what if they were adults dealing with a notion that they were somehow cheated out of their youth? Or cheated out of their childhood and were reacting to their own situation. See, all adults are reacting to some past that the people around them can't see. People only get to meet you, Dominique. They don't witness your internal mechanism. They don't see what you're wrestling with like you didn't see what your mom was wrestling with. You just saw what you saw, what was getting presented. People live their lives in reaction to something. We only ever get to see the reaction. We rarely get to see what they were reacting to. So it makes no sense. And they make no sense. So one of the things that you'd have to do is notice how the answer to your conundrum seems to be people need to listen to me. People need to pay attention. People need to hear me. But that's based on this trait of I don't matter. But you see, let's flip it the other way. Let's say the trait was, and it would never be this because it's positive, but anyway, let's say it was I do matter. The only thing you really would be interested in is other people. And what's going on in their life and getting to know them, getting to go behind the curtain and be authentically engaged with them. And that really is your pathway out, by the way, to realize that you're fine. You're okay. You turned out. You're fucking smart. You're motivated. And you're on point and you're working on things. Maybe this is your shot to be the person that you want others to be. To be, I know this tired old fucking saying, right? Dominique, be the fucking change. Stop looking for change. Be that person. And that goes for everybody. Be that love that you say you want. Be that confidence. Be that way. Explore life from that potential. But I'm not feeling it, Gary. I don't fucking care. Do. Do. Ever heard that? Do. Be. Have. Do it. Be it. Have it. Some people say be, do, have. Either one works. I come from a spot where I'll say, let's start with the doing. We'll get to the being. If we do, we'll be. All right, you guys, that's it for this week. Thank you for being a member of the nation. As usual, rate, review, and subscribe to the show, whatever you're getting your podcasts. Have a great one. I'll see you on the flip side.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.